You're listening to Real World News, Food Sovereignty and GMO.
As part of the National Days of Struggle for the Agrarian Reform, the Rural Landless Peasant Movement, MST of Brazil, delivered its demands to several public offices. Nearly 3,000 peasants of the MST and La Via Campesina occupied the headquarters of the Ministry of Economy in the country's capital, Brasilia, to demand more resources for the settlements, investment in infrastructure, and land for National Institute of Colonization and Agrarian Reform. According to information published on the MST's website, 90,000 rural families are camping all over the country. They have not had the chance to access to a settlement. Besides, the executive branch decided to cut to half the budget destined to the agrarian reform this year. With these demands, 1,200 landless peasants protested in the headquarters of the National Tax Secretariat of Mato Grosso. They expressed their need to promote family farming instead of agribusiness through public policies. Besides exclusively benefiting the private capital, agribusiness is highly reliable on public resources. However, the employment rate is very low, and the environmental impacts caused by it are irreversible, the MST claims. Meanwhile, nearly 600 MST members marched in Maceió, the capital of Alagoas state, to expose the situation they are going through as a result of the expansion of sugarcane monoculture and land concentration. While an INCRA office was being occupied in capital of Bahia, Salvador, there were mobilizations outside the offices of the Ministry of Economy in Rio Grande do Sul and São Paulo states, the MST reported. As part of these days of mobilization, MST coordinator João Pedro Sterile wrote an editorial arguing the reasons for taking these protest measures. He said Lula's administration has to be faced with the urgency of the most severe problems of poverty in the countryside, a sector the administration is indebted to.
You're listening to Real World News.